here, Gold Frapp, Rye, Andy Schaaf, Francis Baby, Charlotte Day Wilson, MGMT. I want to call them management always, but I'm not sure. Never got that one. Thundercat remixed and a bonus gem. So it's going to be a really cool show, all over the place, but all greatness. So this is Burn the Witch from Radiohead's last album, and kind of a sentimental value. So enjoy.
Thank you. stone white, so delicate, lost in the cold. You are always so lost in the dark. Remembering you, how you used to be, so drowned you were angels, so much more than everything. Oh, for the last time, then slip away quietly. I never see anything. Oh.
If you're one of the millions of Canadians who experience depression, anxiety, or some other form of mental illness, there's a free course that can help. The Wellness Recovery Action Plan is an evidence-based program that works. It's based on the key concepts of hope, personal responsibility, education, self-advocacy, and support. The Canadian Mental Health Association is offering a free 3-day workshop specifically for family and friends. If you have a loved one who struggles with mental health challenges, this could help you maintain your wellness as a supporter. The course runs from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. April 5th, 6th, and 7th. For more information or to register, call Monica at 604-341-6356. That's 604-341-6356.
Vancouver Improvised Music Meeting 2018. Experience phenomenal musicians perform magic over 3 nights. This year, Vancouver's finest improvisers meet Amsterdam violinist Mary Oliver, Alabama guitarist Davey Williams, and Seattle pianist and electronic musician Wayne Horvitz. Vancouver Improvised Music Meeting 2018, March 23rd at China Cloud, March 24th and 25th at the Western Front. For more information on concerts, tickets, and afternoon sessions, check out barkingsphinx.com or vimm2018.brownpapertickets.com.
Sounding like some Miles Davis circa 69. You're listening to Mixed Cassette on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcast out of Vancouver from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. We were just listening to Goldfrapp Happiness off of her record, or their record, from 2007, Seventh Tree, great album. One of my favorite artists, actually. 2008. Quite a few people that listen to the show on a regular basis will know that I'm a huge Goldfrapp fan. And so I just like the diversity. Like, they're a truly diverse band. Each album has its own feel, and it's all just super good quality. So big up to Goldfrapp. Prior to that, The Cure, Pictures of You, their classic single from their classic album from 1989, Disintegration, one of the greatest guitar rock albums I've ever heard, and probably one of the greatest you'll ever hear too. Definitely check it out. It's dark and stormy, but it's really damn good. And prior to that, Quincy Jones, Cast Your Fate to the Wind, off of his 1971 record, or date, because it's jazz, Smackwater Jack. Great title for a song, great smooth jazz. Definitely recommend checking out that album and Walking in Space from 72 or 73. And not only was Quincy Jones an uber pop producer and soul producer, but he was a true jazz legend as well. So definitely check out some of his earlier work there too. And prior to that, Radiohead, Burn the Witch, off of A Moon-Shaped Pool. It's been a couple years since that album dropped, and I'm going to get back into it. I always like to give albums a bit of breathing time after I really listen to it. And that album, because it was more down-tempo, I never really got a super good feel of it like every other Radiohead record. So I'm hoping to find out some new layers. Rye, Stay Safe is coming up. This is my favorite track right now off of the album Blood. His work is stellar, top three album of the year so far, no question. Pitchfork gave it 6.3, and like sometimes Pitchfork's just way off, more like 9.3. Anyhow, This is Stay Safe by Rye.
Just say another way. She said sometimes when I'm by your side, it feels so right. It feels like nothing could go wrong. Does it ever feel like that to you? Does it ever feel like that to you?
Welcome Festival is here, where urban meets wild in Vancouver's iconic Stanley Park, September 7th, 8th, and 9th. The Killers, Florence and the Machine, Metric, R. Kells, The War on Drugs, St. Vincent, Father John Misty, Blue Rodeo, Mother Mother, Chromeo, Bahamas, Stereophonics, and many more. Passes on sale now through SkookumFestival.com. Skookum Festival, produced by Brand Live, in collaboration with Virgin Mobile.
All right. Get ready. Here we go again.
This music, reggae music. Is tell you, I tell the whole world, you know. Telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually, I tell them to this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR. Featuring yours truly, George Beard, keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about roots rock, yeah. Lovers rock, yeah. Dancehall reggae music. On CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday. For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the faith and spread it gently. Jah bless and Jah guide and Jah out. Bless out.
Your mind on the rhythm and a wine in a ace. Glad I'm up your inner rubber, don't place. Dance out.
Mr. George Barrett, respect. We were just listening to Charlotte Day Wilson, Let You Down, off of the recent EP, Stone Woman. Definitely in my top three as well. It's Rye, that record, and NERD, because that was like December 2017 and didn't really get a chance. Also have Rostam in there, but I need to continue listening to a bunch of new albums. I'm still catching up. But yeah, that track's great. Really reminds me of those mid-90s kind of Mary J. Blige tracks with the hip-hop drum beats. So she's a producer, too, writing all the songs, singing all the songs, performing all the songs. Those are superpowers. So yeah, keep on doing your thing, Charlotte Day Wilson. Really was looking forward to an EP and didn't disappoint. Francis Baby, Sans a Nocturne off of Late Night Tales, Bad, Bad, Not Good. Again, if you haven't heard that record in full, do that, and also pay attention to the end, because they have a compressed suite of like similar tracks, the same album, but also other stuff that you can't really, it's a mix that's only one track, but it's, yeah, amazing. There's a few songs on there that I'm trying to figure out who the heck they are and play them, because they're incredible. Prior to that, Andy Schoaf, To You, The Party. That's a classic track. That's definitely my all-decade songs. Really like the album. Looking forward. That's from a couple years back. So looking forward from some new work from that person from Saskatchewan, I think. So, yeah, keep it up. Rye, Stay Safe, off the album Blood. Again, one of my top three records. That track just is killer. And the intro and the beat is just so on point. So hopefully you enjoyed that. We're going to close things out. This is, it's MGMT. I did some research here. So it's not management, McConan. It's MGMT. So MGMT is going to help us close off. Then Thundercat with a remix album. Not sure if you're familiar with DJ Screw and the Houston bass. Screwed up, chopped up music, but this is a take on Drunk, which is just an amazing album, criminally underrated. Didn't even make many top 20 lists, which is a shame. Thundercats, but this album's called Drank, and I just checked it out this past weekend. Super good, super different, so hopefully you like that. And then we have a bonus gem, so we'll catch you next week, most likely, although I might be returning next week, the following, because I'm on vacation, so big up. Enjoy your time. Have a good night. This is MGMT, Little Dark Age.
Lying on its side.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.